In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Often at daily Mass, we talk a lot about suffering, because it's something that's very close to us, something that we understand and we know. And we experience it every day, but suffering can go one of two ways. Either we can suffer and just allow those things to pass into us. That's what it means, the word to suffer, to allow something to pass into us. Or we can suffer and grow holy by it. Those are the two choices. Not all suffering brings about holiness. A couple weeks ago at Sunday Mass, I talked about if you really want to go to somebody who, if you're struggling with your faith, if you don't know the answers to something, you want to go to somebody who suffered and made it through. Well, not everybody who suffers makes it through well. We want to go to somebody who suffers through something and it leads them to a deeper experience of faith. The difference between the two is that one recognizes that their suffering has meaning because Jesus gave meaning to suffering. He suffered more than any other man could have. The person who suffered second most would be the Blessed Mother, who had to be there walking with him side by side as his most loving disciple to watch him through it. And then that suffering was only third to the suffering of Saint Joseph, whose Mass we celebrate today. Because he, knowing being a perfect man who never sinned in his entire life, yet having that sin nature that each one of us is born with and is washed away with that original sin. So each one of us has an opportunity to suffer like they did, by seeing in the light of our suffering, good can come forth, not just because we will good to happen, but because in the very moment, in the midst of our suffering, we call out to Christ and say, Lord, your suffering accomplished something. Help my suffering to do something similar. Lord Jesus, you were perfect in all things, and you allowed these assaults to come against you. How do I let this suffering, which I'm enduring today, do the same for this particular loved one that I have? For this one who I know, my granddaughter or my son who no longer practices the faith. How do I let this go for that one who I know is suffering even more than me, but they don't have the consolations of God and His church? Making our suffering meaningful isn't by coming to a certain plane of existence where we just know a lot of things and are able to do it. It's really made there by our desire. And even when we don't know how to do it, when we don't know how the suffering that we had amounts to anything, it's just our willingness to unite our suffering to that suffering of Christ that begins to have that effect. There's nothing I can do to convince you of that. But what we have to do is say, God, I don't know how it works. I don't even know if it even works this way. But God, you say that it does. Your word says that it does. And so I want to be perfected by what I suffer. And I want those who are close to me and whom I love to be protected, perfected by what I suffer. God, just do it. Just do it in me. Whatever it is that you want, let that be done. Because I want what you want. That's the way Mary endured her suffering and became our mother. That's the way Saint Joseph endured that suffering and allowed his suffering to bring many sons to Christ. And that's how we have to do it. In this Mass, let's ask God for the grace to really suffer well, whatever the suffering it is that faces us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.